views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. You're tuned into the hit show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. Now, get ready to shine with your host, Kelly Wadler.
Here we are again, a lovely Monday in June of the summer solstice. We're in a new season yet again. And I mean, it's not my personal favorite season, but I do love the energy that comes with the summer, this shedding of skin per se. And there's just a vibe, right, that summer gives off, this basking in the sun, longer days, wanting to be outside, tipping into our creativity, being more social. I know that's at least what happens in my northeastern place on the map. Well, that's what happens here after the long winter. We just can't wait to be outside and love up nature. With that all said, there has been, along with this season change, some energy in the air. Unfortunately, last week we were talking about the horrible massacre that had happened. It kind of set the tone of the show. And if you're like me, a sensitive soul, which we all are deep down, I mean, I feel like I'm still trying to get on my feet after that. But our guest today has just described to me that there might be more going on. So I'm really excited to talk about it. So let's see if any of these words ring a bell for you. Today, we're talking about self-realization. We're talking about spirituality, maybe throwing in some Reiki in there, talking about energy blocks, thriving, to be happy and healthy. Today I have Katie. You know, Katie, how do you pronounce your last name before I even introduce you?
Oh, no worries, no worries. Kozlowski, exactly as it's spelled. It's super phonetic, super easy. Kozlowski.
Kozlowski. Well,
yep,
there's your sneak peek, everybody, of her voice. She's here on the show today. She's a self-realization coach, healer, and spiritual teacher. And similarly to myself, she really focuses on how we can unconditionally love ourselves and access what it means to feel whole, which I can't wait to talk about. Her expertise lies in embracing the true self, healing our inner child, ooh la la, my favorite, and uncovering all these hidden blocks and limited beliefs and glass ceilings that we might hold in ourselves. So without further ado, and also, she's got something big coming up, a big Loving to Be Me course. So we're going to dive right in. So Katie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. What an intro. How amazing. Woo-hoo. Yeah.
Well, you're amazing. And I feel like what you do as a spiritual guide, as a self-realization coach, these are all big words that are coming about and so essential, but not everybody knows what they are. And some people can almost be turned off by them because they're unsure what it all means. So very broad question, but what exactly do you do?
Yeah, no, I totally understand and understand those points. And, you know, basically, I teach you how to be your best self. And I teach you how to be a human being. So, you know, the words spirituality, self-realization, energy, these words can be very sort of confusing and overwhelming for people. And my goal is to make it as accessible as possible, to make it as human as possible, and to help every single one of us understand and identify that we are absolutely perfect as we are. And in doing that, that helps us realize who we are. And that puts us in touch with, you know, our higher selves and all that spiritual stuff that we can talk about. But really, at the end of the day, it's about just being comfortable in your own skin, being happy with yourself, right? Like being whole and complete and having nothing that you sort of resent or dislike or loathe or hate or, you know, all of these things that we feel, clearing that stuff out so that we feel more, in a nutshell, we feel more good stuff about who we are and less bad stuff.
Right. Now, I think it's fair to say you've had your challenges with the opposite, right? Like, how did you realize that there was a choice to start feeling good and not be at war with yourself? Like, what led you to find this shine, this true calling?
Right. Yeah. Well, so the biggest thing that happened to me was when I was about 30 years old, you know, I had a boyfriend who was, I always say he was less than stellar, right? Let's put it that way. He wasn't the best boyfriend that I've ever had. Frighteningly, I don't think he was the worst boyfriend I ever had either. So clearly I had a pattern with men that was not so healthy.
Sure.
Unstable relationships, unloving relationships, we'll just say. And I was also working in the liquor industry. And so I was in bars a lot and I was drinking and a lot, like, you know, 11 scotches in one night, we'll just say at once. That was my grand total, which I was very proud of. And nobody should be, that's not something you should be proud of. Let me remind you of that. That's not a like a gold star. You might want to like look at your behavioral patterns. But I was one night when I was working, my boyfriend, my less than stellar boyfriend, stood me up. He didn't show up. I was so upset that I didn't drink, which was sort of like a, what? Is she okay? She's not drinking. Something must be very wrong. And while I was walking home that night, I was very depressed. I was very sad, questioning my sort of value, questioning my, you know, need to even be on earth. And I stepped off the curb and I got hit by a taxi. And yeah, when I got hit by the taxi, that was sort of my, the beginning of the wake up call, because what ended up happening was in the moment that I was hit by the taxi, very, very interestingly, something shifted within me and I wasn't hurt. I wasn't dirty. I wasn't, it was almost like I was barely impacted by the car. And yet I fully rolled on the hood of the car. I rolled in the street. But I popped up and I was completely intact. And there was something really magical about that and something really powerful in that moment where I realized, you know, I walked home from the car accident after being hit. I walked, which was crazy.
Wow.
And I just remember having this conversation with God saying, you know, all right, I understand. I'm not valuing myself at all. I'm not taking advantage of who I am. I'm this brilliant, wonderful, loving, bright soul. I'm a pretty person. I'm a nice person. You know, I'm kind. I love everybody. I love all the animals. You know, like, what is going on here? I shouldn't have to be getting hit by cars. I never want this to happen to me again. And I fully believe that I was responsible for it. I knew I was responsible for it. I knew there was something in me that felt so worthless that I would literally invite a car to run me over. Mm-hmm. But God had another plan. I had another plan. And that was to wake up and to change. And it was very much like it's like a Christmas carol. You know, I got my second chance. And not that I wasn't a good person. I always was. But I just didn't see it. And I began to change very quickly. That was 6 years ago. And as soon as I realized that, like I made changes very fast. I began to implement them because, I mean, no one should have to experience that pain of, you know, literally wishing you were no longer here. That's not something that is fun.
But, you know, in the same light, the fact that you saw this as a sign, right? Where I don't think anything is just of coincidence for no reason. You know, this was a wake up call, right? And one which led you to really diving in and figuring out, well, what do I want out of this beautiful life? I am a good person. And how do I really embrace that? So, all right, we're going to have to head to break in a second. So before we do, Can you just let us know if anyone's listening in already, how they can contact you? Because that story was one of those amazing stories where you're like, tell me more about everything about you.
So yeah.
Let us know how we can connect.
Yeah. The best thing is just go to my website. It's really simple. KatieKozlowski.com. You can find everything there. Email me, send me a note. I have a mailing list, multiple ways to get in touch with me. Just reach out. That's it. That's perfect.
Totally. Because you know what? We're both very social ladies. So feel free to reach out. All right. When we get back, more with Shine On Radio and more with Katie Kozlowski. Close?
Almost.
Almost. All right. We'll see you in a second.
You see her sitting with her coffee and her paper, with her high-top sneakers of Italian design. With long, cool stare, she aggravates attention, makes up a face while she makes up her mind. Now you're in trouble, maybe she's an intellectual.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Do you want to achieve your goals? Do you want to strengthen relationships with others? Do you want to improve your financial status? Colette Marie Steffen is partnering with Mark Kettenbach to bring you an energetic upgrade online experience. Unfold and develop your full potential. Visit energeticupgrade.com today for more information. That's energeticupgrade.com.
1230 WBLQ.
Happy summer, everybody. We are back with Shine On Radio, and Miss Katie Kozlowski is here today. And we are talking about, you know, essentially loving to be me and accessing wholeness in our life. So Katie, let me ask you this. As someone who, you know, identifies as a self-realization teacher, a spiritual guide, spirituality to me can mean anything, really. It's like figuring out what diet works for you or what lifestyle works for you. So how do you help your clients, you know, discover what their authentic spirituality is for them?
Right. Yeah. No, that's such a great point. And absolutely, the way that I work with people is every single person gets, you know, I have a framework, but I'm very conscious of the truth. And the truth is that each person has their own journey and their own sort of, I almost even call it like a genetic makeup, right? Like we're each programmed differently. So it's all about helping each person understand and break down their own journey and process. So I'm more of a guide than anything else, because what I do is I'll provide you with the steps and the tools to understand yourself so that you can, you know, go on your own path and create your own formula. It's like, it's almost like I'm like the teacher in the kitchen, you know, and I'm like, this is how you make the best cupcake, right? And I'm like, you're saying, okay, so first you break the eggs and then you whisk them in with the flour. Like there's a how-to series of steps that I provide, but each person's going to put their own personal twist on it because each person is different. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And why do you think finding or embracing, you know, your identity within spirituality is an important way to be a human or to find your wholeness in this life?
Well, I mean, at the end of the day, like each one of us is given a different set of circumstances, right? And it's different set of experiences. Like one of my bullet points is that we are the sum of every single experience of our life, right? Mm-hmm. Some people say you're the sum of the relationships you have. I would, yes, the relationships are part of it, but everything that you experience is going to make you who you are. Therefore, in my experience and from what I've seen for people, it's extremely important to go through and identify all of the things that make you who you are and actually use it, because otherwise you're accidentally sort of covering it up or pushing it away. And there's a spiritual teaching that says, whatever you resist persists. So if you're not aware of everything, you could be accidentally pushing things away, like say fear or a trauma or I know so many people that have relationships and then they'll never talk about that ex ever again. And it's like, you think that by never talking about that experience, you're going to heal from it. Unfortunately, I hate to break the news to you, but it must be dealt with. Like it must be faced. It must be embraced. Then it becomes a part of you. Then you become whole and you find the positive. It's about like seeing everything from another perspective and understanding that every single thing that's ever happened to you makes you who you are. And that's a gift. That's not a disadvantage. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But I find that, you know, within my own coaching practice and the, you know, some of the women that I work with, it's that similar mentality of like, well, why do I have to go there? Or they get mad at themselves when it comes up and again, and they say, well, I thought I got over this already. Like, I don't want it to control my life. I don't want it to be part of my life. But on the opposite spectrum there, there's, you know, yes, maybe some things that we have lived through, some challenges can feel unfair, but they did shape us into who we are today, right?
Oh, would you agree? No, exactly. And that's totally it. And then there's something called the subconscious mind, right? And it's like, if we're not willing to embrace and at least acknowledge everything that we are, then we're pushing away everything we're not. It fits into what you were talking about with, like, you know, a lot of the tragedies that are happening in the world right now. We can get angry. We can do many things. We can react in many different ways to what's happening in the world. And everything that's so important right now is how we're dealing with and embracing and reacting to what's happening. That's the purpose of it. That's the purpose why it's there in the first place. It's like, we don't experience discomfort or I got hit by a car, right? Mm-hmm. If I just said, oh yeah, I got hit by a car and, you know, I never want to remember that again, that was just a dark place in my life and it's over, then I would be doing myself a massive disservice, because when I got hit by the car, that was the way for me to understand and know that there was a piece of me that was feeling so unimportant and lacking so much value that I didn't want to be here. Like, that's a very important lesson. You don't sweep that under the rug. You know, I'm a very positive and loving, nurturing teacher and coach and healer. You know, I'm one of the kindest, sweetest souls, but I will not allow you to ignore things, because if you ignore it, it just comes back and it comes back louder. So, you know, I got hit by a car. I was really blessed that nothing happened to me. If I ignored that, you know what happens the next time? It's a truck and I lose my legs. Mm. You know, that's why it's so important.
Yeah. You know, let me ask you this, because I too lead my practice from a very, you know, authentically positive and loving place. But if I'm talking on a personal level, and I want to know if you've ever experienced this, you know, where you have to put your own coaching into play. I mean, some days I am bad, you know, I am dealing or challenged by my own bully, my own enemy. There's a strong wave of sadness that can come in that can make me feel, you know, less than, or make me feel just yucky about who I am. And sometimes that it's really strong. I guess I have a twofold question. One, do you as a coach, even though you found this light, do you have those days still? And if they come, what's your routine there? What do you usually tune into?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So first of all, of course, that's why I say it's about being human, right? Being a human being does not, you know, that means that we have feelings, right? Like,
yeah,
we have emotions and we have feelings. Now, emotions are energy in motion, right? That is something that's moving through us. A feeling is what tells us the emotion is there. So I'm like a detective. I live my life as a detective. If I have an emotion, or if an emotion is present, I acknowledge it and I allow it to move through me, because it has to move through me. I have two choices. Either I hold on to it and I stuff it, or I acknowledge it and I allow it to move through me. And either, you know, I feel sadness for a period of time, or I cry, or anger becomes present, or whatever it is, that's okay, because we're human. And that's sort of that's how we know something's happening under the surface. And the same thing with feelings. So I look at it, I sit with it. You know, I don't try and push it away or stuff it. You know, I've had experiences even recently where someone said something to me and I was like, wow, that is making me, I feel anger. Anger is present. My face got red. And I said, well, I could do two things right now. I could get up and I could run away and I could cry and, you know, feel like a victim, or I can sit here and I can get the message. And then I never have to feel that way again. So that's how I do it. And that's how I teach people to do it. It's a discipline. Yeah. It's quite a discipline to be that in control of your emotions and your it's not your emotion, it's your reaction to the emotions. Because
right.
Emotion is going to show up no matter what. What we train in, and that's what spirituality is about, is we train our response to the emotion when it becomes present. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it is. It's that word reaction, how you react to it. And that reminds me of, you know, when we first started talking before this show, I was mentioning that, you know, for me, the engagement process and that transformation of identity and whatever that meant had me having lots of emotions and lots of feelings. And I realized, like, where in certain aspects of my life I was able to tune in, I needed this immediate like release, and I ended up acting on these emotions. And so I think, you know, and just kind of acting out like a little girl in a lot of ways, where I guess I'm blabbering on, but to say that there, I had lost that discipline in that transition year. But that word discipline, it's really true. It's just like toning another muscle, because sometimes those emotions can feel so intense that they have to like be released. They have to get out. So in that circumstance that you were describing where anger came, so you are describing that you felt it through, you just let it flow throughout your body.
Yeah. So, and, you know, I'm advanced in this, you know, keep in mind, like I've been doing this for some time now. I've been studying and I know we're going to have to go to break in a second. But the long of the short is I felt it present in my body, but because I'm aware of myself enough to know that it was there, I knew that it was a trigger. It was the anger being present was triggered by a thought that I had, by a belief that I had. Mm. And so my job was to sit and to let the anger move through my body and say, what's the message here? What's the underlying thought, the belief that's causing me to react this way? It's like anything. It's like if you're allergic to peanut butter, you know, you're going to swell up. Like I had a belief that was telling me one thing that wasn't true. And therefore, when the person said it, I had a reaction of anger. Mm-hmm. And so in that moment, I sat and I said, all right, I'm just going to let this move through me. It moved all the way up to the top of my head, through all my chakras, back down to the root, and it cleared. And I was like, wow, you know what? I never have to feel that sort of anger. I never have to allow anger to control me in this situation again, because somebody can push my buttons and I can just sit and I don't have to respond in anger, because that's the real trick, is like the real mastery of it is saying, okay, you've just said something, you've just projected something onto me, and I can respond with anger back, or I can just stay peaceful.
And that's true power.
It is. It's cool.
It is. All right. When we get back, more with Katie Kay and more with Shine On Radio. Be right back.
Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Francine Vale is a being of light. She believes that all people of planet Earth are as well. As co-host of the Angel Healer radio show, Francine teaches you heart-centered ways to manifest healing on your own behalf and how to integrate love more fully into your daily life. Connect with your angels as you find your life flowing with ease and harmony. Walk the path of light with Francine and Dr. Pat Basile every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
All righty, back with Shine On Radio. We have Miss Katie Kay here, a spiritual guide and self-realization coach. And Katie, you just went on a big retreat where you gained a very powerful insight. So can you tell us about that?
Yeah. So of course. So I am a student of a guy named Derek O'Neill. And he's a fabulous teacher. He has a website, DerekO'Neill.com. You could check him out, anyone that's listening that is interested. And he's been my teacher, and he's been sort of my my inspiration and my guide, and he's my friend, and he's just an all-around wise man, and I really like the way he teaches, and I like the way he functions as a teacher. So I went to Ireland to go to this retreat. He does once a year in Ireland, and I've been going. This is my, I think, my fourth year, and a lot of people have been going for like 12 years in a row. I mean, they just keep coming back for more. And the thing about this year that was really exciting was I was talking to you earlier about the divine feminine, and I don't remember what the date was exactly, but it was the Wednesday of that week. So whatever that week was, that date, there was a massive shift in energy in terms of divine feminine and masculine. And basically what's happening, and we'll begin to see it more and more, is that the divine feminine is sort of making a return. We're going to see the return. You'll hear a lot of people talking about the return of the divine feminine, and what does that mean? And basically what it means is that once upon a time we were whole. This is where wholeness comes into play, right? Masculine and feminine worked together like yin and yang, equal partners. And then there was a separation that happened where masculine became more powerful than feminine. Masculine became about sort of, doing and pushing and creating and all of this stuff. And the feminine became sort of about, I don't want to say like reproduction, but, you know, became fertility and earth. And we've seen, for quite some time, this massive separation. And that's why we're seeing so much with the earth. Like, the earth is in trouble. We're seeing even the world is in trouble. Like, there's a lot of, we're in a very tricky space right now, because the way we've been doing things, you can either agree with me or not, but we're kind of in a very dangerous spot. And right now we have the opportunity to turn it around. And the way we turn it around is with this beautiful resurgence of the divine feminine and masculine and feminine working together, which we haven't seen in quite some time. So that's what happened. I've always known about it, but we experienced it, and we're going to see more of it. We're going to see it in science. We're going to see it in the earth. We're seeing it in terms of just what's happening in the countries and governments and violence. Like, there's a lot of stuff that we have the power to change now. And a lot of it has to do with the divine feminine.
And so now, is the divine feminine, because listen, in terms of a more micro scale, what I'm seeing around me, there is all of these divine femininely run businesses by small business women sprouting up that are coming from this place of their own true calling and, you know, mindful money making and being mindful about, you know, spreading their passion towards others. Is that part of this rise of the divine feminine as well?
Yeah, no, it absolutely is. Because basically, if you just think about it in terms of like the divine masculine energy is all about like doing and like strength and being strong and pushing and going out there and earning money and, you know, those sort of structures. And then divine feminine is about nurturing and receiving and planting seeds and watering it. And I don't want to say more loving, it's more nurturing, because both are loving. I want to be very clear and be sure that everyone knows and hears me saying that both are important. Both are wonderful. This isn't a like divine feminine versus masculine. This is a let's work together now, as opposed to, you know, think one's better than the other. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And so would you say that the rise is more a leveling out where we can meet in the middle of both now?
It is. Yeah, I think yes. I think some people believe that because we're seeing a rise in the divine feminine, that means the divine feminine is going to take over. I don't believe that that's what's going to happen. I believe that what's happening is a partnership again, because for quite some time, we haven't seen men and women working together. We've seen women or men doing their own thing, or we've seen them changing themselves to be something else in order to be successful. Like, we've seen women in the workplace, but a lot of them have become very masculine in their methods, you know, mm-hmm. You these strong women CEOs, but we haven't seen a lot of, I mean, they're coming now, this softer, gentler approach, a lot of nurturing, a lot of, you think of it like if like, I don't know why I'm saying this, but like if Mother Teresa were to run the world, you know, that sort of kindness you see, there's a woman, Amma, everyone goes to Amma for mm-hmm. hugs, like just that energy of not so much pushing and more receiving, I yeah. think is a really great way of describing it. And mm-hmm. We're all starting to feel it inside. I mean, I know I've felt it inside, because much of my life I was very frustrated because I was, you know, trying to be masculine. Even in my femininity, I was masculine, right? Mm-hmm. Like, we can be over masculine in our feminine selves, like objectification, right? Like, I allowed myself, one of the reasons why I was not so happy being me and why I am happy now being me and why I teach loving to be me is that, you know, for a long time I was fixated on changing myself in order to please, you know, this might sound wrong or right, I don't, to your ear, but I changed myself in order to please a man, right? And so I
sure.
I would wear high heels and I would wear red lipstick and I would, you know, act, I hate to say it, but I would act sort of dumb because I thought that a man isn't interested in what I really am. That's what a man's interested in. And so I changed myself in order to be likable, right, for the masculine. And yet at the end of the day, what's really funny is that's not actually what, you know, we know, like that men, that's not really the ideal, right? Like
yeah.
it, that doesn't make you happier or more successful. For me, it created more pain. Which is why I fixate so much now on teaching being yourself, right? Because if you're not being yourself, it's going to be very challenging to be happy or to bring in what you're meant to bring in, which is why so many of us are sad right now or suffering.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, absolutely. And to your point about, you know, changing yourself for men and what that involves, you know, I'm a heterosexual woman as well. And during my insecure years, which were my, you know, out of high school into college and then that mid-20s, early 20s, I, you know, was so not okay with who I was and my identity and my body and how I felt about myself that, yeah, I thought by putting on that show or would help, but instead it only invited, not, as you put it, not so stellar guys, not so stellar relationships, because that's what I was inviting, you know, 'cause I wasn't living my authentic self.
Right.
Yeah, I remember that. And you know what I did is, you know, even in when I was an actor, when I first went to acting school, forget my BFA in college, I used to, because I was so insecure with my body, I used to like hold my voice much more up here. And I would like put my chest out just so you would avoid like really seeing what I feared that you'd see, which I wasn't attractive or womanly enough. And my acting teacher was like, whoa, your voice is down here, baby.
Right. Yeah.
It's like that, you know, embrace it. Embrace right. it.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Isn't that cool, man? It's crazy what we do. So when we get back from break, I want to talk about what you got so much going on. You have an event coming up and you have a course. So when we get back from break, more all about that. All right. We'll be right back.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show. Stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Almost everyone at some time in their lives ask themselves, what am I? Most of our questions are ego-generated and simply don't address the problem of our false self. It's time to relax your ego and embody your soul. Dr. Dan Cohen, neurologist, inventor, and author, has created tools to awaken, a new way to transform from who you thought you were into what you truly are. Visit toolstoawaken.com today.
The doctor is in. Tune in to the hit show, The Psychic Love Doctor, with host Deborah Lee. Deborah's life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. Join Deborah Fridays at 2 p.m. Pacific and for a special broadcast the second Thursday of every month at 11 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
1230 WBLQ. Oh yeah, I love a happy tune on a Monday. Thanks for that one, Brian. You rock. All right. So back on Shine On Radio, unfortunately, it always goes too fast. We're in our last segment here. I want to just give everybody a heads up. Summer is here, which means that I go on a little hiatus, but I'll be popping in and out with Dr. Pat on the summer. So you'll hear me then, and then we'll be back for fall. So we're really closing it in June with a great, great guest with Katie Kozlowski. And as we close everything up, I want to ask you, Katie, so do you have any secrets that we should know about?
No, I actually, honestly, I have no secrets. That's like one of my biggest flaws is that I have no secrets. I've gotten to the point in my life where I actually live my life as an open book. There are some things that I keep to myself. They're not secrets. They're just, you know, they're things that are for me. And, you know, at some point I might share them and I might not. But for the most part, no. You know, I used to be a really terrible nail biter. And I wore fake nails forever. And that was a massive secret for me. And then through this work, actually, that I've been doing, I uncovered the root cause of why I was biting my nails, which was because I was so unhappy with myself that I was eating myself. I was picking on myself so much that I was literally eating myself alive. When I got that message, I stopped biting my nails. So that was my secret. But now I have these gorgeous real nails, so I don't even have to lie about that anymore.
There is a power to, you know, owning some of that stuff that we feel we need to hide from the world. And yes, there's things that we can keep to ourselves until the moment feels right if we want to share them. But sometimes when we're there swirling around in our head, things that we really want to hide, once we release them, they're just so less big than we are carrying inside of our head, right? It can be, you know, totally magnified. So keep that in mind for people who feel like, ooh, I could never let anybody know this secret about me because it's just too shameful. 9 times out of 10, someone really has also been there, and you can really free yourself from that, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I'm a massive advocate of that. And I have one program that I ran at one point called Shake It Up and Shift It Out. And that was one of the sections was like, what's your biggest secret? And what is it you don't want anybody to know about you? Because you want to start thinking about letting that go. And again, you don't have to tell the world, but maybe you just tell one person. And it's the shame. It's the fear. It's the, all of these like, emotions, these like falsified emotions that keep us stuck in who we are. And that's one of the other reasons why, you know, I work the way I work with people is because I want to help you actually get in and uncover those beliefs and uncover what's underneath and what's going on and help you restore yourself to your sort of, not former because it's who you always have been, but your initial and true self, which is there's nothing about you would ever need to hide.
Well, speaking of such, so you have a course coming up. Have you launched it yet or is it in the works?
I haven't launched it yet. It's in the works. It was supposed to launch June 1st and then, you know, some stuff happened and I actually decided to go to Ireland. And so I held off and I'm glad I did because there's some really amazing things I'm tucking in right now that are going to make it even better. The Loving to Be Me course will launch. I don't know the exact date, but sometime towards the end of the summer into the fall, I think. I'm going to save it for, you know, when we're all going back to school, just like you go on hiatus. Mm-hmm. Lots of people go on hiatus and that's great. And so that is coming up. And then the other thing is I teach a monthly workshop called Accessing Wholeness. And that is next Monday, the 27th. And that you can find, it's at my website. So it's katiekozlowski.com/accessing wholeness. And all of this stuff, I also have a Facebook page. It's all over the Facebook page. You know, you can find it. So that's coming up.
Speaking of wholeness, and I think this is a great place to start. And, you know, as I've, you know, or I mean, not start to finish, to close, actually, unfortunately. But, you know, as I have mentioned throughout the months that we've been on Shine On Radio, you know, I was on as I was, you know, going through this transition to becoming a wife and what that meant for me and everything. But I think there's this misconception when it comes to love and partnership that they are your other half. And that, at least for me, is not true. You are a whole human being. So what does wholeness mean? What does it mean to you? And how can you help our listeners really tap into discovering that feeling within themselves?
Right. Yeah. No, that's such a great point because you're absolutely right. That movie, Jerry Maguire, really confused the heck out of so many of us because nobody can complete you. You know, we're responsible for completing ourselves. And if we're looking for a relationship to complete us, then we're looking for something outside of ourselves. So basically, you know, one of the main things I teach, and this is a fact, this is truth. I know it to be true because science backs me up. Everything we're looking for comes from within us. Everything we need is inside of us and not outside of us. If we're looking for it outside of us, I guarantee you, you'll never find it. So that means if you're looking for true love or a relationship and you're constantly thinking when you find that person, everything's going to be okay, you will be constantly searching for yourself. It's just a fact of life. Mm. So wholeness is, I used to say, I teach you how to love yourself whole. And then somebody said to me, but whole, like, what is whole? Why not wholeness? And I went, wow, you know what? Wholeness is so different because wholeness is like a destination. Like wholeness is a feeling. And so basically what it is that it is that having everything you need inside yourself. There's not one space that you don't love, right? There's not one space that you wish wasn't there. It's completion. It's completeness within yourself. Once you find that, and I promise, because it is something I've been practicing and I'm learning it, like literally your whole life changes because things just start coming to you because you become a magnet because you're full. If you're full of yourself, right, you're full of your own love, then you don't have to look outside of yourself for anything. And then therefore you're not reaching for anything. And that's one of the biggest mistakes that so many of us make is we reach for things outside of ourselves. Right. Mm-hmm. And when we do that, we push it away and then we just get further and further and further and further and further away from what we actually want.
Mm. So what would you recommend for those who are listening is the first, I mean, everybody's first step is different, but what mm-hmm. is a great place to start or at least become aware if maybe we're you know guilty of pushing ourselves away.
Right.
How do we start inviting this process? Right.
Okay. So the very first thing I tell everyone is this. Okay. We were taught glass half full, glass half empty, right? Yeah. What if a glass is completely empty and it is there to be filled with everything it deserves and more, right? So start thinking, this is my number one thing. Start thinking of yourself as a blank slate, as an empty vessel, completely, completely empty yourself of any preconceived notions you have, of anything you think is true, and start to really imagine yourself as an empty glass, and then ask yourself, great, now that I'm empty, what am I going to choose to fill myself up with? Because then there's everything that's filling you is by choice. Everything that's filling you fulfills you. And that's what I recommend is just if you can wrap your mind around that concept, even for 1 minute, that it's not the glass half empty or half full, it's completely empty so that it can be filled with everything that it deserves. Mm-hmm. That's it.
What a beautiful visual to close our show today. Katie, thank you so much for being here. Please let us know again how we can contact you and be in touch with your upcoming event and then your upcoming course.
Yeah. Best thing is katiekozlowski.com. I mean, you said my name a million times. So and I'm sure it's on websites and everything. Just like it sounds, katiekozlowski.com. I have an email address, katiekozlowski.com. You know, a Facebook page. Just if it resonates with you in any way, shape, or form, please send me an email. I'm a really nice lady. Like, I love hearing from people. I get emails every single day from people. And I read them all and I respond to them all. And it's actually what fills me up, right? I'm an empty glass and all of that stuff fills me. That's what I'm filling myself with. So please reach out. I'm so grateful to be here. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Sending that right your way. You've been such a wonderful, delicious guest. So I really appreciate you and your time. And to all who are listening, thank you. I honor you and I'm sharing so much gratitude towards you. I got a big upcoming week. And so stay tuned on Facebook or shineonwithkelly.com to hear my big announcement. It's happening next Monday. And until then, we will see you next week. That'll be our closing for summer show. So I think it's just going to be me, myself, and I. So it'll be exciting. But Katie, thank you so much for being here. You rock.
Thank you.
And to all who are listening, have a fantastic week and a major shine on. Have a great one, all.
You've been listening to Shine On Radio. Find your shine with Kelly Wadler. This hit show celebrates what makes you, you. Join Kelly each Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, as she breaks down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body. And love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, and self-love. To learn more about Kelly, visit shineonwithkelly.com and tune in next week.